This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is currently holding talks with President of South Korea Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi. Both leaders are expected to discuss ways to strengthen bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. Several MOUs are likely to be signed after the talks. Earlier, the President of South Korea was accorded a ceremonial welcome this morning at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav were present on the occasion. President Lee and his wife Kim Hye-kyung also paid tribute to Mahatma Gandhi by laying a floral wreath at Rajghat. In Jammu and Kashmir, 15 people were killed and several others injured after a bus met with an accident in Udhampur district. Officials said the incident occurred near Jalo village on the Rajnagar-Udhampur road. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Union Minister of State in the Prime Minister's office and Lok Sabha MP from Kathua Udhampur Jitendra Singh have expressed grief at the loss of lives and prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured. The exact circumstances leading to the accident are yet to be ascertained and an investigation is underway. More details are awaited. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today said the opposition must face the consequences of blocking the women's reservation bill. Talking to media in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju asked whether those responsible for the failure of the bill should be punished or not. He also reiterated the government's commitment and said the government will continue to make efforts in this regard.
महिलाओं के सामने में हम लोग ये बता रहे हैं अभी कि आगे मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में महिलाओं के लिए हमारा सरकार एनडीए काम करते रहेंगे, लेकिन जिन्होंने महिला आरक्षण बिल को गिराया उनको भी सजा मिलना चाहिए और ये काला दाग कांग्रेस के ऊपर लगा है, ये जीवन भर साफ होने वाला नहीं है.
India and the United States will resume trade negotiations on the first phase of their proposed bilateral trade agreement BTA today. The talks will be held from today till the 22nd in Washington DC. Additional Secretary in the Department of Commerce, Darpan Jain, is leading the Indian delegation. Officers from Customs and External Affairs Ministry are also part of the Indian team. The three-day talks are aimed at recalibrating the framework amid shifting global tariff dynamics. The meeting will mark the first face-to-face engagement between the two sides in nearly 4 months, during which discussions continued virtually. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Sri Lankan President Anuragha Dissanayake discussed the proposed link between India and the island nation through an oil pipeline. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said in Colombo the proposals discussed between the two countries include the project related to the energy hub in Trincomalee and the proposal to link India and Sri Lanka through an oil pipeline. Campaigning has reached its peak for the first phase of assembly elections in West Bengal, as only 2 days are left for canvassing. Star campaigners of different parties are trying hard to attract voters in support of their candidates. Voting in North Bengal areas sharing the Bhutan border will be held on the 23rd of April in the first phase. Ahead of the polling, Bhutan has announced temporary closure of key international borders at Phuntsholing or Jaigaon, Samtse and Lamoi Zinka from this evening. The Indian economy is well positioned to handle the ongoing oil shock and West Asia tensions, with GDP growth projected at 6.8% to 7.1% in financial year 27, according to State Bank of India research. The report said India enters the current phase of global uncertainty from a position of strength, supported by robust macroeconomic fundamentals, with financial year 26 growth at 7.6%. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading on a positive note in the forenoon session today. The Sensex rose 393 points to 78,887, while the Nifty added 106 points to 24,459 when reports last came in. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will face Mumbai Indians at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, Punjab Kings secured a 54-run win over Lucknow Super Giants in Chandigarh last night. And with that, we end this news bulletin.